Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Wang. He gave me a more than generous donation, so I'll dedicate two videos to him. This being the first. Here's what he briefly has to say, and I quotes. Hello, Mr. Sane Main. I've been listening for a long time. Can't really think of what to write at the moment. Please keep up the good fights. Unquotes. Well, thank you, Wang. I'm sure you'll like this one. Another guy named Jake recently sent me a Reddit story called Every Guy I Date Never Wants Anything Serious With Me After. And here's what the woman in the story has to say, and I quotes. I'm so sick of this pattern happening. I'll find a guy, sometimes immediately they'll say they want nothing serious, and just want sex, which I decline. Then end up with a girlfriend weeks later. Or I meet a guy, openly communicate what I want early on, do couple stuff, meet friends, family, go on dates, etc. And then within 2 to 3 months down the road, they changed their minds completely without any explanation or warning. The last guy even told me he wanted to be exclusive, then 3 days later does a complete 180 and stops speaking to me. I was with someone for a year and a half who always said he didn't want anything serious, kept on seeing him, then we were in a relationship but then changed his mind too after one tiny disagreement, which he even admits was trivial. I'm at a loss as to what I'm doing wrong here. There's no correlation on whether I have sex on the first or second date, or a few dates after. The outcome is always the same. I'm a nice girl, kind, funny, in shape. I go to the gym 2 to 3 times a week, and I get positive comments a lot by guys. I'm good looking, eat healthy, lots of friends, hobbies, and have a busy life with work, friends, etc. Everyone I talk to says I deserve the world, and one day I will. But I'm starting to think that one day will never come. Wah. Every guy has acted like they wanted to be with me, and when I spoke about it, agree they actually want the same too. And soon after end up saying they actually don't. And then what's worse, get mad at me for questioning their behavior, making me feel crazy. Now my judgment is all off. I feel like no matter what, guys will never want to be with me really. I'm 31 and can say that I'm not short of options by any means. The dudes I've chosen for my options are the ones who end up acting this way. I'm not choosing to date guys who haven't already shown much interest from the start. This is not my whole life experience. It's recent and within the last 4-ish years or so. I've had meaningful relationships in the past, one of 4 years, from 18 to 22, and one of 2 years, from 23 to 25, and then another 2 years from 25 to 27, and the last one on and off but official for about a year and a half, dating others in between my 27 and 31st birthday, just to clarify, unquotes. Well, look what we got here. My words to Missy are, maybe it's not the guy side of the problem, but did you ever stop and think that you are? I'll share more in just a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor. Bottom Line Concepts helps small businesses receive refundable tax credits from the US government. If they kept their workers during COVID in 2020 and the first 3 quarters of 2021, you can receive up to $26,000 per employee from the CARES Act. This is in addition to the PPP loans. You can get $5,000 per employee in 2020 and $7,000 per quarter in 2021. The lockdowns muzzled your employees with face diapers, and this is a way for the government to try to make things right. To see if you qualify, visit the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to no one wants this 31-year-old nice, kind, and in-shape woman as their girlfriend or wife, Clown World Show. So this woman says that she doesn't have any problems finding a guy. A quality guy, no doubt. He's probably the same guy that all the other ladies want as well. If it's commitment that she's after, then she won't get it from the attractive chats. Especially a guy that doesn't need to settle down but plows as many women as possible, like some sort of mercenary with his man meat. A guy like the ones she's finding probably don't need to settle down at all. A guy that's not worried about the rejection of his erection because if she turns him down, there's another woman nearby willing to do tricks. And that's the case because this woman points out that the guys that rejected her have girlfriends only a short while later. Hence, these guys that she's going after have tons of options. Plus, sex on the first or second date is almost as common as a peck on the cheek these days. Let's just say it's as common as getting your pecker between her cheeks. She's probably in the golden zone for the old smash and dash. She wants to land Chad, but all she's going to get in the end is Chud. I'm thinking that if she wants a stable long-term relationship, then she needs to settle down. But you know, that's probably not going to happen. She seems to have high standards, and that's why she's being left all high and dry, ready to cry. Maybe Tinder and the dating market in general have changed. The trend is shorter and shorter relationships after all. You can also see that in her dating experience as well. maybe the guys that are with her for 2 months are upset with her because she's got a temper and a terrible temperament. Maybe they just want a woman for the honeymoon period, and after that they leave their honey and she's left upset, howling at the moon. I've dated women for a month or two that gave me attitude, after such a short period of time. So I left. Maybe this woman is all mean and angry. Obviously she's not going to say otherwise on Reddit. For the most part, the comments under that post say that she needs to focus on guys that actually want her, and men are lying about their intent to marry or have longer-term relationships with her to get into her panties. But can she really blame us for being mercenaries with our man-made looking for someone to smash and that's it? I still think that she's the problem somehow, but of course she's a woman and she's not going to admit to that possibility. Guys get ghosted a lot more than women, and here's a woman complaining about it and garnering tons of sympathy. Would anyone care if a man came to Reddit and said that the longest relationship he could get was only a month or two with a woman? Many incel guys would say that's a month or two longer than me. Plus, guys generally don't date up all that much. Most guys would give their left nut to be with a woman that's higher than them in the sexual marketplace, even if it was only for a few months. So when they hear a woman complaining about the situation, no wonder many of them have zero sympathy for her. It's also typically the guys in the comment section on Reddit telling this woman that she chose poorly, and the next time she needs to choose better men. Either that or she has to lower her standards. It's the women that were saying that they've had similar experiences with bad men, and they don't generally talk about how she needs to lower expectations, and that the best-looking guys aren't always going to stick around after sticking it in her. She's just experiencing what many guys experience, and it's a new thing for her. She doesn't make mention that this might be what guys have to go through, or something similar. She doesn't care that women have been doing this sort of stuff to men forever. Yet when the shoe is on the other hoof, she's losing her mind and starting to sound like Elliot Rodger minus the rampage. Some men are age-shaming her and saying that the reason she's not getting attention from the men that she wants is because she's 31. Another woman says that she's only 29 and having the same problem. That dating is going to get harder now, especially now that she's approaching her 30s. Funny enough, many men have the opposite problem. They're more likely to attract higher quality women and the older they get, and that's just how nature works. This woman and many more like her don't like it, but it is the truth. But why does she need to continue to complain so much publicly? Why don't we say to her what many women have said to us? Which is, don't worry, there's a guy out there, you just have to look hard enough, and take your time. Maybe she's starting to get desperate and clingy, and guys can sense that on her. I remember dealing with clingy women that would pop out of the blue and start grabbing and groping me, or wouldn't actually give me a moment's peace. Maybe she's like that without realizing it, but I doubt it. I just think she's a little bit long in the teeth, and she's playing with men's bats that are out of her league. There's also the issue of age when it comes to having kids. Why would a 31 or 35-year-old guy date a woman that's 30, and will probably be begging for a baby at any moment? Why wouldn't a 31 or 35-year-old male get together with a 25-year-old? Well, there's no pressure to knock her up. Plus, she looks and smells better. It's like that old line from Jordan Peterson when he gives the incels advice and he says, if all the women won't pick you, then the problem is not all the women, but the problem is you. That's what I suspect is going on here, and this woman isn't being honest about something. Maybe she doesn't smell too fresh and has the odor of eau de fromage, if you know what I mean. What needs to be said is what is told to many guys by women. Honey, keep looking, I'm sure there's someone out there for you. They tell us that to keep us falsely hopeful in many cases, and now we need to start saying it to them with a fake concerning smile on our face and make them believe we care when we really don't. It could also be that this is the type of guy this woman is attracting, and it's all part of the Schopenhauer's will to life. That she's going for the men that won't commit because she herself will commit way too easily. We're in a world now where if you have a long-term relationship, you're seen as a loser. And having a never-ending set of flings makes you a winner. Besides possibly having a temper, is it possible that she's got an awful personality? Maybe she's controlling and makes unrealistic demands on the men she's dating. Maybe she chooses to meet with them in strange times. You won't really know unless you know her and meet with her face to face. It's just hilarious when women get into their early 30s after hitting the first wall in their mid to late 20s, and suddenly they can't get the attention from the high-quality men like they used to. The second wall comes when they hit the nursing home, and all the men are dead because their wives and girlfriends nag them to death. But the first wall is a shock because they can no longer catch a GigaChad. All he does with them is play catch and release with their snatch. It's like fishing in the off-season. Or in this case, it's about releasing the fish if it's way too late in their season. That woman on Reddit is just using the platform as an emotional tampon, and so many guys on there walked into it giving her attention and advice. More importantly, the attention, of course. Even she mentioned the attention. Who knows if her story is even true and might actually just be her trying to get people to respond to her for the thrill of it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Wang for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that guys only want to smash and dash this 31-year-old woman, but don't want to take her home to meet their mothers. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Rumble, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that use the internet as their emotional tampons away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.